All right, I want to take a moment to talk about the film The Marksman. It's a 2021 film starring Liam Neeson. He stars as a rancher in Arizona and near the border of Mexico. One day, as he's doing his patrols, he comes across a mother and her son. Little did he know they were running away from the Mexican cartel. They had dug a hole or something, came through a hole in the fence and onto the United States side, and he stops them and is like, "What are you guys doing? I'll call the Border Patrol, get you back over there." And they're like, no, they were being chased, you know. And then next thing you knew, you see the truck drove up with these three dudes and they get out. Neeson has kind of like his John Wayne moment or Clint Eastwood. He's like basically defending the two. And he's like telling them, "I was in the military. I was in Vietnam," or something like that. "And you don't want to mess with me." And the other guy was like, "I'm a soldier too," you know. And then they have a shootout. They get in the car and hightail it out. They were ultimately able to, at least initially, evade the car. But these two or three cartel members were hell-bent on getting them back. Now, during the shootout, the mom gets shot and she passes away. And so that was part of the storyline. This kid, he looked young, maybe, I want to say 13, 12, along those age. He looked younger than that, but I think he's probably like 12, 13 years old. And he knew Spanish and English. He was a bright little kid and basically was relying on Liam Neeson to get him out of there, although he didn't necessarily trust Liam Neeson to do that. But eventually, that trust relationship is built during the course of the movie. And one of the things I wanted to mention in the film was this film was shot in remote locations, big, vast areas and farmland area, and really nice cinematography. I enjoyed the settings that this film had to offer. Ultimately, going into spoiler territory, the film culminates in a farmhouse. At the end, the boy has to climb, the two of them climb up to a position of advantage, a height advantage. Neeson starts picking them off. And basically you could say this is a formulaic film, that this is the same sort of film as Taken and all the other films, that every Liam Neeson film is he's either trying to protect a kid or he's protecting someone that was kidnapped from his family. And yeah, it does fall into that category, but I've grown to love those types of films from him, and I expect it from him. I want to see him return someone who's been kidnapped. You know, I want to see him succeed and be a badass that he is eventually, or has turned into be, even as he enters his early 70s, he's still taking these types of roles. At the end of the film, this is sort of, you can call it an American ending, where he does get away with the kid. He was, I think, shot and stabbed a couple of times before it was all over and the credits rolled. I did find the film, it was interesting, it was captivating, but it was formulaic at the same time. And you kind of sort of expect what was going to happen. They made the bad guys a little too hell-bent on getting them. It was like they were tracking them down. Like they probably used every advantage they had. Like they would have used horses and dogs if they could have. Aside from those shortcomings, I did enjoy the film, and I would give it 3 stars, especially if you enjoy Liam Neeson films. You'll like this one.